Made by nature and refined by the very essence of human life, we'll meet with the traditional sounds of Korean history. Eternal Harmony. Do you enjoy listening to operas such as The Magic Flute or The Marriage of Figaro? Well, first off, let's look at the characteristics of an opera. We can say that an opera is defined by two distinct features: the fact that it follows the patterns of music drama or musical drama that originated in Italy in the late 16th century, and the fact that the entire script must be musical compositions, and thus a story must be sung, not spoken. There is also a Korean version of the opera where the whole story must be told through songs, and it is called pansori. The song you just heard is part of a representative pansori piece called the Saranga, or love song, which is a segment of the Chunhyanga. The word sarang means love and is repeated numerous times throughout the lyrics. Depending on the piece, a full pansori performance may last anywhere between 2 hours to even 8 hours, and the piece you just heard, the Chunhyanga, is one of the longest pansori pieces. Unlike the flamboyant operas of the West, the pansori is quite simplistic, and only two people are required on stage to perform. That is, the person who sings and the person who plays the buk, the drum. This means, yes, you guessed it, one person sings for the entire 2 to 8 hours. The performer sings and narrates the long descriptive and dramatic story accompanied by the buk and uses body and hand gestures to bring life to the story and draw in the audience. There are also parts where the performer talks at an extremely rapid pace, almost sounding like a rap, and it is used to give the performance more intensity throughout or when building to a climax. The pansori, although it started many years before, officially began to develop during the 18th century. There were originally 12 works of pansori, but only 5 works remain today. Here is another pansori piece called the Sugunga. It's a story about an ill dragon king that lived in the sea. The king's servant, the soft-shelled turtle, is able to trick a rabbit that is able to cure the king into going under the sea with him into the dragon palace. It was a satire portraying the foolishness of the rulers at the time. Now we are about to listen to a modern version of Sugunga. This is Nangam Hane, or Obstinate, by fusion project group Rock.
남의 용왕 우연 득병하여 아무리 약을 써도 백약이 무효라. 이때 용왕 꿈에 실력 나타나 토끼가니 제약이라 일러주니 이 말 들은 용왕 별주부에게 명하기를 토끼를 잡아오너라 허니 이 말 들은 별주부 말허기를. 난감하네 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 난감하네. 세상이 어디요 육지가 어디요 토끼가 누구요 어찌 생겼소 그놈의 간을 어찌 구한단 말이요.
Eternal Harmony, a place where you get to meet the beauty of Korean sounds. Next time, we'll be continuing our exploration of the delights of the pansori. Hope you can join us!